The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We live in a time and in an age where there is more information than ever before. I saw an estimate once that suggested that simply reading 1 week's worth of New York Times would be more than a person would know in their entire life at the time of Shakespeare. We live in a time where it's easier than ever before to share information. And we have so much access to it. So much so now that it's not always easy to determine what is true and what is not. We've even coined a phrase, fake news, which often describes news that we don't like, quite frankly. And even in our personal lives, there is a certain bit of joy that comes when we can be the first to share the latest gossip, whether it's at work or at school, in our home. We like to be the first bearer of news. But do we really think about the most important news that we have? The good news. Pope Francis has declared today, this Sunday, and the third Sunday of Ordinary Time from here on out, as the Sunday of the Word of God. And I think it provides a good opportunity as we hear today's gospel in particular, and the first reading, it gives us a great opportunity to think a bit about the place of the Word of God in our own lives, and our role to share the good news that is part of God's Word. Today, Pope Francis referred to the Word of God as God's love letter to humanity. Bishop Barron calls us to remember that the Bible is not so much a book as it is a library, because there are so many different types and styles and kinds of writing. There is history. We have other sources beside the Bible, for example, that let us know that King David really did exist, and that some of the things described in the Bible about King David really are true. We have songs, poetry, like in the Book of Psalms. We don't read poetry or hear lyrics in a song in the same way that we read a history book. In fact, if we read a history book and the very first sentence said, "The first president of the United States was Abraham Lincoln," we would not put much stock in such a book. We might even stop reading it and put it down. We have mythological stories that help us to describe things we cannot completely understand. We as Catholics are not opposed to the theory of evolution, for example. We are not creationists. We believe in the tremendous mythological power of explaining something theologically, but recognizing that science has a different task and a different responsibility. We do not believe that the earth was created in 6 days. But we do believe that our creation was not accidental or by chance, that from time immemorial, from all eternity, God intended to create each one of us as we are, not just some random collection of genetic material, but with a soul infused directly by God. And we have stories in the gospel that help us to get to know Jesus. And so the question before us today is, Do we really, firstly, think much about the good news? Do we really think and wonder about the place of the Word of God in our lives? For example, do we have a Bible at home? Do we know where it is? And most importantly, do we read it? Or is it just something that occupies an important place, maybe because it's a family Bible? Do we ever listen to people who are struggling in their life, recognizing that we could offer something that we have found as a solution? Our relationship with Jesus and the way in which God has spoken to us through His Word and in His sacraments. That's really what's going on in the first reading. This is a really, really important moment. Because four apostles are called by Jesus. Ordinary folks doing ordinary things. It was not at all unusual that in Galilee, Jesus would have encountered fishermen. It was a major occupation for many in Galilee. Why were they able to drop their nets and follow Jesus? How did they get there? How had they heard about Jesus? It seems odd, probably not impossible, but certainly odd that this was the first time that they encountered Jesus. In fact, we hear in other Gospels that Andrew is first to hear Jesus, and then he introduces him to his brother Simon, Peter. It's been suggested that the reason that we have ordinary time is to remind us again and again and again and again of our responsibility as the baptized to share our faith, to go forth and proclaim the good news, to evangelize, to bring people into a powerful, life-changing relationship with Jesus. Such, in fact, is the task in today's gospel. We know they're not going to get it right away. That even though they've made this powerful decision to follow Jesus, it will take them a lot of time to really get to know Jesus in such a way that they can proclaim the good news everywhere they go. Now, evangelization is not about being obnoxious. It's not about ramming faith down people's throats. It's first and foremost, I think, recognizing that we live in a world that is filled with brokenness, that is filled with darkness, that is filled often for many people with gloom and difficulty. Maybe even we see that in our own lives. But then, as we hear this, to begin to reflect what we have. We have something that we've discovered that makes a difference in our lives. That while it does not make all of the difficulties of our life go away, far from it, it gives us a recognition and a reason to believe that we are not alone. That all of us have this powerful relationship with Jesus that's made visible and manifest in the Word of God and in the sacraments. Pope Francis, in saying that we should study and honor the Word of God for a specific Sunday, much like we do with Corpus Christi and the Trinity, suggests that it is for study of the Word of God, praying with the Word of God, and sharing the Word of God. Do you pray with the Word of God? Even if you don't have a Bible in your home, the readings of the day are available on the bishop's website. Even if you don't have a Bible at home, the Bible is online at the bishop's website with materials to help you to study, to appreciate the context, to know what a particular word might have meant or what a particular scenario was involved in, what Jesus might have been talking about. Pray, study, share. In doing that, we follow the great commandment of Jesus, which is to teach all nations and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us make that the task of our life.